Nelson, we have a podcast.
Diving deep into all things Texas, both on and off the field. Here's Sean Pendergast. Welcome to Utopia.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Just got off the practice field. Well, I just got back from the practice field. If I were on the practice field, the Houston Texans would have big problems. It would be 2021 all over again. Welcome in. I'm Sean Pendergast, one half of Payne and Pendergast on Sports Radio 610. Again, just back in the studio here. Just got back from Texans practice. Practice number 15 of this training camp. I believe there's 21 practices total. So we are getting down to it, man. We are about two-thirds of the way through this thing. And some battles to be won here and some interesting things going on out at practice. So wanted to get you up to speed on that. Again, if you could, hit that subscribe button. Give the podcast a rating and a review as well. Appreciate everybody doing that. There will be practices both tomorrow and Thursday this week. There will be a game preview for the Giants coming to town on Friday, and then I'll have a post-game podcast on Saturday. So you're going to get a dosage of me every day this week up until Sunday. And on Sunday, as the good Lord wants us to do, we shall rest. Again, hit the subscribe button so that you get all the updates from training camp as they happen. And we'll be good to go. Appreciate you sharing the podcast with a friend and so forth. As far as things going on out at training camp today, it was a midday practice. So all the practices so far, other than the Sunday evening practice a couple of days ago, have been at 9 a.m. Practices this week on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are all right in the middle of the day. This one started at 11:30, which means they really don't start doing the physical hitting stuff till about 12:30 at practice, the 11-on-11 and so forth. Tomorrow's practice is, I believe, at 10:45, and then I think Thursday's practice is at 11. DeMeco was asked about why the change in time to the practice at his post-practice press conference today. His answer had to do with just seeing testing guys, adversity. It's hotter in the middle of the day. See how guys react. DeMeco is very, very big into seeing how guys react to adversity, which I think is great. I was also told that part of the reason that they started, at least for this week, doing the practices in the middle of the day, is that they're treating this as kind of like a quasi-game week. They're treating this similarly to how they would treat a game week during the season. So during the season, game would be on Sunday. This weekend, obviously, the game is on Saturday. But during a normal game week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday would be the practices. They'd be off on Saturday, either waiting for a home game or they'd be traveling to wherever they're playing, and then the game would be on Sunday. So this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, off Friday, game Saturday. So, and during the season, they tend to practice more in the middle of the day. They don't practice, certainly don't practice at 9 a.m. So my understanding is that was also part of the reason for the time change. So the time change to practice serves a dual purpose, I guess, simulating a game week and also pushing guys' buttons a little bit to see how they react to it. But I can tell you, as someone who was out there for every minute of today's practice, it was brutal. Absolutely brutal hot. So if they were trying to test guys, they did a pretty good job of that. So let's get some updates on some injuries and concerns there with injuries. This is, relatively speaking, a pretty healthy football team right now. They got some guys back at practice today. Kamari Lassiter practiced again. He was once again back at practice. He had been dealing with an ankle. Titus Howard back at practice. He had been dealing with a minor knee injury. And Shaq Mason, who I guess had been dealing with an arm injury of some sort, they all returned to practice, which means that the entire first team offensive line was practicing today. I'll talk about the significance of that in just a second. So those are the guys that were back at practice today. Not practicing today, Jeff Okuda, Noah Brown, Tegan Kitoriano, Charlie Heck, Christian Harris, Ben Skoranek, Will Anderson, DeNico Autry, and Tim Settle, all not practicing today. I can tell you that other than Christian Harris, who was not out at practice, and I think he's dealing with a calf, according to Aaron Wilson, everybody else was out there and they were working out on a side field. So there were some of these guys who were injured or out there that I'm guessing if they had to play, if they needed to go win a football game on Sunday, they would be playing in these games. But it's training camp, so they're taking it extremely careful with these guys. So the big names on the list I just read to you, obviously, are Will Anderson is by far the biggest name on that list. I can tell you that Will, along with other guys like Noah Brown, Jeff Okuda, I think Danico Autry was one of them as well, Tim Settle, they were all working out in those catapult vests that you see players. You've probably seen, if you haven't been to practice, you've probably seen pictures of them, or if you've been out at practice or you've conducted a workout, it's the vests that have the GPS information in them. All those guys were working out in those. So there was nobody that was, you know, in a on a cart or in a wheelchair or anything like that. Everybody's getting work in. So this is a pretty healthy team. Christian Harris is probably the biggest concern for this team right now because he's been injured since the beginning of camp. For a lot of camp, he hasn't even really been out there. He just, after the, he didn't really get out there till after the first week. And then he finally gets on the practice field on Sunday and he didn't make it through one practice. So that's a concern for a couple of reasons. One, Christian Harris is a good football player. He's an ascending football player who I think the team had big expectations for and still does have big expectations for this season. You know, again, hopefully his injury isn't one that continues to linger, but it's a calf, and so we'll see what happens. I think the other reason that Christian Harris's injury is concerning is because he plays a position that is not very deep for this football team. He plays linebacker. Linebacker is one of the more shallow positions for this team. If everybody's healthy, you feel great about Azeez Alshire. You feel really good about Christian Harris. And then after that, it's a lot of guys who are question marks. You know, Henry Toa'otoa is a fifth-round pick who's a little undersized, very smart player, but didn't really hold up last year. We'll see. He's been better. He's been better this season. And, you know, guys like Jake Hansen, who, again, undersized, undrafted guy, but has actually had a very good camp and is now in his third year on the team. Neville Hewitt is another guy that you see out there who's sort of, you know, he's been around a while, kind of limited in what he can do, really good special teamer. So that's an issue. You know, if this injury to Christian Harris lingers, it does make me wonder if Nick Caserio is going to take a look at the waiver wire, or, you know, if there's a guy they looked at, maybe a trade. An example of that, Blake Cashman was a guy they traded for, I think, during camp a couple of years ago for a six-round pick to the Jets. It was either in the offseason or during camp, but that was a guy that Nick Caserio had a pretty good scouting report on who hadn't really been able to cut through with the Jets, comes here to the Texans, and he was one of their most valuable performers last season. So Nick Caserio is always working the phones, always going back and looking at the scouting reports and things like that. So that's the big one for me right now, Christian Harris, which in the grand scheme of things, if that's your biggest concern right now, injury-wise, you're having a pretty damn good camp if you're 70% of the way through camp. If you look at some of these other teams, I'm getting push notifications while we're out at Texans camp about J.J. McCarthy having to undergo meniscus surgery for the Vikings, you know? So we're pretty fortunate right now with the Texans, knock on wood, that the injury bug has not, you know, I read a lot of names to you there, but there's not a lot there either in terms of significant injuries or players that are season changing other than Will Anderson. Will Anderson's the one to keep an eye on, and especially because it's an ankle. Will has not done any media since his very first media session. The thing I would be curious about with Will is with this ankle, is this anything that's in any way related to the ankle injury that kept him out of a couple games and kind of hindered him at the end of last season? Because the last thing you need with Will is something that's chronic. So that's the update on the injury. I guess the other thing that's from an injury update and concern, this is a good lead in to our next bullet point here about the first team offensive line or the first team offense as a whole, is Joe Mixon, who was back at practice on Sunday but didn't do any 11-on-11 work. He did 11-on-11 work today, and that means that the entire first team offense was fully intact at practice today. With Laremy Tunsil back, he was back on Sunday, but Titus Howard was out. Titus Howard back today. We know that Laremy had missed all of training camp up through Sunday. This is the first time all camp that the entire first team offensive line from left to right, Tunsil, Kenyon Green, Juice Scruggs, Shaq Mason, and Titus Howard were all out there together. And I can tell you for the brief times that they were out there during 11-on-11, C.J. Stroud had time to throw. So if C.J. Stroud has time to throw in this offense, I feel bad for the rest of the NFL. No, actually, I don't. Fuck that. What am I saying? I feel bad for the rest of the NFL. I feel good for us. We've got an offense that could be one that goes out and puts up 30 a game, that can get in shootouts and things like that. So first-team offensive line fully intact. And, man, I can't overstate the importance of getting them back here with a couple of weeks of camp to go. You know, the offensive line had its struggles last year, a lot of that due to the fact that they never really had the same group of guys out there. If you go back and look, when this team has been historically with this franchise has been good offensively, it's been when they've been able to trot the same five guys out for virtually every game, or at least close to it. Last year, especially early, it was nothing close to it. So that's important. We're going to get probably, I would imagine, a few series, if not a half worth of the starters against the Giants on Saturday. I would imagine that'll be it for the starters for the rest of training camp in terms of games. They won't play in that Rams game to close out the preseason. That'll be more of an American Idol for the practice squad type game. So with only that one game and really one half of one game and these practices left, I think it's really important for them to get out there and kind of get their dance steps together. So that was really good to see. Joe Mixon being out there, again, really good to see. I mean, he just looks different than all these other guys out there. There's no other way to put it. Joe Mixon looks different, both physically and stature, as well as him running the football, catching the football. Just looks different than Damian Pierce. He just looks different than Cam Akers. Just looks different than Jawar Jordan and Dari Ogunbowale. So that was great to see. And the offense had a pretty good day today. This was one of those days that the offense, I think both sides had their moments, but the offense really had some splashy wild plays. That's my favorite kind of practice. I like the ones that are fairly even because it means that neither side is getting dominated, but the memorable plays are coming from the offensive side of the ball. I'm a whore for points and yards is what I'm saying. I'm your classic fantasy football player. So that's my overall assessment of the practice today in terms of who won and who lost on which side of the ball. As far as other notes and observations go, CJ Stroud had one of the best throws that I've ever seen in a training camp practice today to Tank Dell. And I am not exaggerating. I've been to a Texans training camp now. This is my 18th year of going to Texans training camp. My first training camp was 2007. He had a pass to Tank Dell that he should get a trophy for it. It might be the best pass I've seen at a training camp. Dropped it in a bucket about 30 yards downfield. Tank running kind of in CJ's view, running right to left. And CJ drops it in between two defenders in the sideline to literally about the only 12-inch space that the ball could fit to even get to even give Tank a chance. And then, of course, Tank just hauls it in because he's Tank. That was incredible. That was one of those, man, I can't believe this guy is our quarterback type of plays. CJ had a pass to Brevin Jordan. I'm jumping out of order a little bit. They didn't go exactly in this order chronologically, but as long as I'm talking about CJ, there were three things that stood out in terms of actual plays. That throw to Tank Dell, he had a deep ball to Brevin Jordan that would have been a touchdown in a game. Over the top of the defense. Brevin got behind the defense. That was cool to see. And then just in general, man, CJ to Stephon Diggs, CJ to Nico Collins on just these little out routes, you know, for 8 to 12 yards to the sideline are just taking candy from a baby. I watch practice a lot with Cody Stutes of Houston Football, HOUfootball.com. And Cody put it best. He said, man, that's the crane kick. And if you watch Karate Kid, you know exactly what Cody's saying. If you watch Karate Kid, the crane kick, as Mr. Miyagi said, if do properly, no can defend. And that's exactly what these out routes are to Diggs and to Nico Collins, particularly Stephon Diggs from CJ Stroud. They're not easy throws to make, but CJ makes them look so easy. So this is going to be a whole lot of fun to watch this year, man, because what's going to happen is they're going to take that candy, and then they're going to draw that other team up, and then boom, over the top. It's going to be Tank. It's going to be Steph. It's going to be Nico. It's going to be somebody. Noah Brown, when he gets healthy, whatever. CJ Stroud's just an absolute delight to watch. As far as the running backs go, I think there's a real battle right now, at least in my mind, between Damian Pierce and Cam Akers to be the primary back behind Joe Mixon. And Cam Akers, to me, obviously has the experience advantage both in the league and in this system. Damian probably has the advantage of tenure in the building. The coaching staff really seems to like Damian. Everybody likes Damian. I love Damian Pierce. And maybe the advantage just he's a little more imposing physically. You know, there's more juice to Damian just as an athlete than there might be to Cam Akers, given that Cam has had Achilles surgery on each of his Achilles so far. So I think Cam Akers has a great chance to make this football team. I think there's a chance Damian Pierce doesn't make this football team. A chance. If I had to bet, I would not bet that. But I think Damian is still in a battle for a spot. I know there's a lot of people that think he's automatically to be on the team. You guys watched the game against the Steelers. Wasn't all Damian's fault, but some of it was that he only had 4 carries for 4 yards. Now, Damian today had a really nice run, a couple really nice runs. Damian looked good today. He had a nice run to the outside, to the right. He had another run to the left where a little space opened up, and he had a great juke and was able to get a big gainer out of it. If there had been fans out there, they would have given him a big cheer for that. And then Cam Akers responds with a play where he gets hit in the backfield or near the line of scrimmage, is able to spin out and go make something out of it. So this is going to be a fun thing to watch. Maybe they both make the team. But I think Cam Akers is making a case for it. Cam Akers, when he first got here, was running with the Tim Boyle unit. You know, Tim Boyle, the third string or maybe fourth string quarterback right now. Cam Akers is getting reps with C.J. Stroud right now. So that's something to keep an eye on. And then Danielle Hunter is just a monster. Danielle Hunter is just going to be a problem for so many other teams, and none of them are the Texans. He's on the Texans, and it's so beautiful to see. He knocked down a pass today. He's a monster. He's a cyborg, I think is what they were calling him in the press conferences after the Sunday practice. So Danielle Hunter, the defense had some moments. Jalen Petrie was not playing up near the line today. He was playing more back, kind of safety. So we'll see what happens. Derek Stingley Jr., another nice practice today as well. So that's kind of where I'm at with everything today. The Texans are back at it tomorrow, Wednesday. I'll have a post-practice report for you there on that. Anything significant happens from practice, I'll tweet about it. You can get me on Twitter at Sean T. Pendergast. Also, a quick reminder, if I'm talking about some things here that make you think, hey, I need to ask Sean about this or that, houmailbag@gmail.com. I do a mailbag every Tuesday. So houmailbag@gmail.com. All right, hit that subscribe button so you can keep getting a pot a day all week long, man. Practice tomorrow, practice Thursday, game preview Friday, game recap on Saturday. So hit that subscribe button. All right, big thanks to Anthony Irwin, my producer, for getting these practice reports out to you. Appreciate him, and for doing these zippy graphics that you see right next to the right of me on the screen if you're watching on the YouTube stream. For Anthony, I am Sean. Appreciate all of you tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow with a Wednesday practice report on the Utopia Football Podcast. Have a great night, everybody.